I'm not going to say anything. It's the spotlight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, we'll begin this by sitting. And then we'll... maybe just... many of you have come at some distance. Many of you have a lot going on to get here. There's also just been the last few hours just being here, seeing old friends, and talking. A lot of stimulation. But that's okay. It's just stimulation. And our practice is developing the capacity to enter things freely and then to let go. So it's good to have times of busyness and interaction. But then when we come, like we've come now, just to understand that there is a residue of that kind of activity in the mind, but to develop the capacity rather than clinging to it, right? Continue, you know, the story has ended in reality. But the mind has a tendency to continue the story internally, and there's no reason for it. Because there is a present moment that's right here that is meant to be embraced. So the retreat that we all look forward to is now our present moment. It is here. So let us enjoy it. So please come into your bodies. Feel yourself sitting. Feel your posture. Take a couple of deep breaths just to let go. And in your awareness of your body, you find your breath. You find your in-breath. You find your out-breath. It is our natural refuge. It is calming. It is centering. And as we will learn in the next few days as we deal with the sutra, the full awareness of the breath, it is a vehicle for penetrating other aspects of our being. Even if the mind is busy, we don't have to be busy.
Body, speech, and mind in perfect oneness. Send my heart along with the sound of the bell. The ears awaken from forgetfulness to transcend the path of anxiety and sorrow.
So whether you've been practicing awareness of the body, awareness of the breath for a week, or a year, or 5 years, or 10 years, it's always the same. When one takes one's seat, one brings one's awareness with curiosity and interest, it's always the first time. You discover your body from the inside. You discover your breath from the inside. And you're curious and you're interested in that experience. at the beginning of retreat, it's important that we immediately set up our boundaries. One boundary is no past. It is a boundary that only you can enforce. Past is everything prior to this moment. It no longer exists. It is a burden that we carry around with us. It inhibits your freedom. So please set up a boundary within your own mind. Not to go there. Doesn't mean the mind will not want to go there. But like with any good boundary, an alarm will go off if you've set the boundary and then you just let go and come back to the present. Please set that boundary. And the alarm mechanism. The alarm mechanism is mindfulness. That's what guards that boundary. Forgot about the speaker, sorry. Second boundary is the future. The future also does not exist. It is a mental fabrication, a fantasy, a delusion. So please, at the beginning of retreat, correct that boundary. In the same way, the past is anything that has happened prior to this moment. The future is anything that we may fantasize is going to happen after this moment. Again, having erected the boundary, it does not mean that the mind will not continually try to cross it. That is its habit energy. Again, it is our practice of mindfulness that will make us aware when that boundary is being crossed, and we simply let go, release, relax, smile, and come back. Having freed ourselves from the tyrannies of an imagined past and an imagined future, free of that burden, we now have the capacity at retreat to practice, to learn how to dwell happily at the present moment, serenely. And everything else in between. So, please establish the focus of this retreat for each of us is simply what is happening right now. Right now we are sitting here in our bodies, breathing. Listen. See. Feelings may be rising and passing. Thoughts may be rising and passing. Our mindfulness allows us to be aware of all this. And our mindfulness allows us to choose to put our focus, our attention, into our body and breath, that specific experience. So quite simply, our practice is to do our best to maintain that awareness of being in the body, of awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath. And our practice is to see, observe, be mindful of when the mind moves away from that and moves toward any kind of constriction around a thought or a feeling, etc. Our mindfulness reminds us to let go, release, relax, smile, and come back to the body breath. This is the practice. No matter how many times we leave the breath and awareness, as soon as we notice, we just come back. That's the practice. Please learn to practice with equanimity. Undisturbed. Do not judge your practice, do not evaluate, do not compare. Those also are just fictions of the mind. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. In breath, out breath. Just like this. our meditation. First part is to identify or find the object of meditation. So please check is my breath clearly in my awareness. Next is a practice for cultivating calmness and stability. Is step two. Can I maintain awareness of it? Having found it, can I maintain interest in it over time? This is concentration. Concentration has to be fueled by something. What it is fueled by is interest. What it is fueled by is energy. The energy flows from the interest. I am curious about my breath. I am curious about my younger. And I am curious about my output. And I might even be curious about how my mind moves away from that, wanting to grab onto a fog feeling, a sensation. And I'm interested in developing my capacity to let go. So, friends, the title of this retreat is Cultivating Tranquility, Stability, and Unity of Mind, Practicing the Full Awareness of Breath Sutra. This is a 3-day retreat, and actually we only have 2 full days, don't we? Just Friday and Saturday. You know, oftentimes if you go on longer retreats, 7-day and 10-day or longer retreats, people often talk about, you know, the first day or two are about settling in. When we're on a 3-day retreat like this, we don't have that luxury. So that's why it's so important that we settle in immediately. Again, don't think that's too hard, because the only thing preventing you from settling in immediately is your own mind. Actually, reality is in the present. It's, you know, our reality is right here. We are here in retreat. And so the more we are able during the course of these 3 days just to stay present to what is going on right here, the easier it will be to be totally in retreat for 3 days. So it is an ongoing choice that we have, right? Each of us has. Do I choose to spend my life in illusory thought, illusory past, illusory future, illusory fabrications of the mind? Or do I choose to live in reality? And that that choice may arise once every 30 minutes, once every 60 minutes, once every 10 minutes, and for some of us it may arise once every minute. Please do not judge yourself. It doesn't matter whether you have to keep bringing yourself back to reality every other minute or every 30 minutes. It doesn't matter. The practice is just mindfulness. The practice is bringing ourselves back. So please enjoy that process. Don't be bothered by it. Don't be frustrated by it. That's just the ego making a big deal about nothing. And we spend too much time in our daily lives making big deals about when we get some perspective on things and we realize it was really nothing. So we learn in retreat how to do a better job at living in reality and not making a big deal about small things. Any questions about that? We're all clear what reality is. Just open your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, tongue, senses, and awareness. Don't make reality into something other than it is.